Okay. My name is Robin Anderson. I'm a graduating senior at the University of Arizona. I'm taking this class because, like, jazz has been this weird backdrop thing my whole life, even though I'm a creative writing major, and that's kind of the thing I do. But if I say anything about why I'm doing creative work, it's because I love details. There was a piece of writing I did for a previous workshop class, and I found myself writing an essay on the role of soundtrack music in my life as opposed to actual projects. I noticed that I would catch on to these things, and I'd go rifling around the internet, around services, to go find these soundtrack pieces just so I could listen to them again, because they encapsulated some kind of feeling that I wanted to bring back, I wanted to have in my own life. And one of the earliest memories of that I have is when my dad would take me on night drives up Mount Lemmon, and I had finally fished out the soundtrack to WALL-E. And we're going around the bend here, we're doing the curves, going up and down. It's good and dark as we're headed north. But we round bend, we're going up a little bit. We go south, and I can see the entire city lit up, neon stars, as just the right part of that song comes on. And I'm thinking, I'm in the movie now. I'm in something bigger than this here right now. Absolutely, I went to see that movie in theaters like 3 times. My favorite thing when I was younger. Oh no, I fished it up myself. I used my own money to pay for it on iTunes.
Okay.
I want to say it was, you know, 2008 through 2010, 2011. So I was, you know, 8 to 11 years old then.
Okay.
And I've been doing that since with basically whatever soundtrack strikes my fancy that day. It holds a special place, but I have accumulated so many soundtracks now from movies, television, games. All of it. I mean, one of my first things I did when I had money and power was I imported the CD copies of the soundtrack to Sonic Unleashed because it was my first exposure to world music. And I thought, okay, maybe it's not perfectly world music, but it's more than I know, and I think it's really freaking cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I took world history just because of that game. Because I went, if this is the fictional thing, what's the rest of it look like? Yeah. This one isn't, I mean, it starts with soundtrack. It's actually a cover of different pieces mashed together from the game Earthbound. It's a jazz cover, about 8 minutes long, and I associated with travel, because it was the only time I'd ever get to listen to tracks that were that long and fix my attention on it. But Retro Remix Review's cover of Earthbound's title theme and Foreside is, to me, the definitive travel song, just this 8-minute jazz track that I think of when we're going through the mountains on our way out to California. I don't have to see the city. I can just see the desert highway. I can just see the mountains. And I think of that track. And when we used to do repeated trips out to California or even to Pine Top Lakeside, I would make sure I put that on. It was just for myself. We didn't have the power to play things for the whole car. And
yes,
we had different tastes anyway. Usually introspective. If other people were into something, I generally wasn't, just by chance. It depends on the exact case we're talking about. Like, if you're going to talk about Sonic the Hedgehog, I have my best friend from elementary school to blame for that. I just fixated on different soundtracks than she did. She was all about the rock and the metal parts of it, and then I looked at the stuff that went, you know, avant-garde and worldly, and I'm like, okay, that, I want more of that. Oh yeah, by a long shot. And for the most part, game companies weren't publishing their soundtracks outside of Japan. So how was I supposed to find anything that wasn't technically, probably, illegally ripped from game files and posted to YouTube and not being policed because YouTube was tiny? And I wasn't allowed to own anything if it wasn't legal, so what would I do if I couldn't just listen to it on the internet? I'd go find somebody who did their research, found a way to get a cover of a song out there, and I'd get the closest I possibly could to the thing that was stuck in my head. And so you start getting to cover bands like Retro Remix Review, and later on you get Insane in the Rain Music, Game Metals, those kinds of guys. And now they're onto their own ventures too. It's this huge thing. Well, it's actually policed more now than it was then. Something
yeah,
like that,
yeah.
Yeah. I remembered asking my dad why I couldn't use a link somewhere, and we're just walking down the aisle in a Fry's, and he proceeds to go off on this huge thing about copyright that I had no idea about, and, you know, I should have expected him to know. He's a musician himself. Of course he's thinking about these kinds of things. But then I'm asking him why I can't download the remixes. So it's like, what makes those illegal? And I'd figured that out, or rather that it wasn't, or depending on the case, it was. It's a huge legal snarl, and people have found their ways to be creative, and at least the climate around it has gotten a lot more acceptant lately.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, it was just like, so what's stopping them? I wouldn't figure that out for years, and even now, I don't think I could give you the best answer. The road music thing is pretty much random. We wouldn't really find any common ground until about a year ago, actually. Because for the most part, my dad's into rock and roll, classic stuff, that kind of thing. And for a long time, I didn't even like that kind of music. I was way more about, you know, orchestral jazz, different kinds of things like that. And I developed the respect for it all later. It was much further down the line when, actually through Insane in the Rain music, I would discover other more traditional jazz musicians because he'd emulate their styles in his covers. And I'd go, okay, so you have discs of this? What do you mean you have discs of this? Like, one of the pieces I liked to listen to was based on Pat Metheny's work. And so I'm like, you ever heard of this guy? My dad pulls out a CD. And then he starts talking about Lyle Mays and starts pulling out a bunch of other CDs, and there's the intersection.